Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, Bark Radio listeners, today's Thanksgiving here in the U.S., and because of that, Terry and I were chatting the other day and decided we wanted to do an episode of Bark Radio Gives Thanks. We want to mention just a few of the people and organizations that we've gotten to know over the last year, and we're grateful for that. So I think Terry's going to start us off with one of our favorites.
Well, also one of our first. He
Absolutely.
was early on in our transition into radio and doing this
Absolutely.
work. So, and that this shout out's really for Luke Robinson and Hudson and Murphy from Two Dogs, 2,000 Miles. And they've been on several times for our show, and we've gone to events, the Canine Cancer Caucus in DC, and enjoy them a lot and believe in their cause.
If y'all haven't been listening, you need to, and you also need to follow Two Dogs 2,000 Miles because Luke and his two dogs are walking from Austin to Boston, and they're right at Philadelphia right now, I believe. And it's all about canine cancer to raise awareness. And we got a report in our email boxes this morning that Murphy has been off the road for about a week, I think. And that's because he'd come up a little bit lame and apparently has some pre-arthritis in one of his shoulders. And so this is again just a shout out to Luke and the boys. Murphy, get well, get back on the road with the big dog. And Huds, I know they miss you. And if you all see kind of a scruffy looking guy, and two big beautiful white dogs, or well, right now one big beautiful white dog while Murph's off getting better, stop and say hello to them, see if they need anything. They're great people and great dogs.
Absolutely. We wish him the best, and we're looking for him to hit Boston.
Absolutely, that's going to be a celebration,
Yeah.
and that'll be in 2010.
Yep.
Okay, now one of our ongoing organizations that we absolutely love is Best Friends.
Absolutely.
And Terry, now where are they located?
They're in Kanab, Utah.
Okay. And you are way familiar with them. You went to the conference. I wasn't able to make it this year. Tell the folks just in brief a little bit about Best Friends.
Well, they're one of the largest no-kill facilities in the U.S., maybe even in the world. Their physical size is they have 33,000 acres in beautiful Red Rock area of Utah. And they have at any given time around 1,000 dogs, probably I would guess close to that in cats and a few horses and whatever else. They don't turn anything away. They're really good at rehabilitation. They took a lot of the Michael Vick pit bulls and they rehabilitated and adopted a lot of those out, and they continue to work on some. But they were really, they're 25 years ago, they really started the grassroots foundation for the no-kill movement for animal shelters, and they, are making a difference.
So, yeah, Best Friends are on our heroes list.
Yep,
They're doing great
absolutely.
work. All right.
All right, so going back, sort of tagging in with Luke, because we met these folks through some of our work with Luke, and that's Fetch a Cure.
And Fetch a Cure is an organization that's based here in Richmond, Virginia. And their goal is to raise awareness of canine cancer. They also have some wonderful programs going on to help folks with dogs with cancer who can't perhaps afford the treatment the dog needs. So just a great group of people, again, doing good work. If you all have not been touched by canine cancer, you are blessed. If you have enough dogs in your life over a lifetime, you probably will be. You just need to be aware and to know that it impacts dogs as much as human beings.
Absolutely. It's the canine cancer for me, it was sort of an insight. I've never had to go through that experience, and I didn't realize how young the dogs are getting it now, and I didn't realize how similar it is to human cancer. I mean, I've just learned so much with between Luke and Fetch a Cure.
Yeah, it's been an educational year for us, Terry, and just for that, I'm grateful.
Absolutely. I keep saying absolutely. I don't know
Well, it's just an absolutely kind of flippant day, so folks, just go with the
Yeah.
flow, man.
Roll with me, people.
That's right. Okay, now, Terry, you got to talk about Rescue
Rescue
Inc.
Inc. These guys are a trip. They have a TV show. Is it Animal Planet or Discovery? One of the two. I can't remember which right now. But it's called Rescue Inc. Unleashed. And these guys are a bunch of very large, tattooed biker type guys and strong New York accents, and they do animal rescue, and they are very effective at what they do. They're a little gruff on the edges, but you put a dog in their presence and they're all cuddly babies.
Just like for the rest of us who love animals. And from what I've seen, these guys are awesome, and they'll take on cases no one else will because they can, because they aren't afraid to go into the worst places in the country to deal with situations that they've become aware of. They're really doing good work.
That was one of the key things that caught my attention, is because there's really bad areas, especially in New York, and they've actually done some stuff in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And they go where other rescue groups don't because it's that rough. But they come rolling in, and they've got a big van and motorcycles. And they're all dressed in black, and right. They're 9 feet tall giants. Nobody's messing with them.
It's awesome, man. And you know what? It takes all of us to do this work. And so bless their hearts for being part of it. It's an awesome group of guys. Next on our list, St. Francis Animal Sanctuary. Boy, that lady's doing some phenomenal work.
This was a really interesting one for me. Because, I mean, they're all kind of interesting in their own way. But she takes on such hard cases, physically challenged animals with serious ailments. Paralyzed dogs, missing limbs, and does a lot by herself.
She does, and you know, whatever has propelled her into this, again, bless her heart, because more than likely most of the dogs that she works with would have been euthanized.
Almost certainly some of them. I mean,
you've
seen some of the ones that are paralyzed from the waist back, partway back, and
so she's doing fabulous work. We are grateful to know her, and keep up the good work.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, there it is again.
It's just an absolutely fantabulous day, you know?
The next one's actually a Virginia local group, and that's Bully Paws Rescue.
And they're in Fredericksburg.
Right, they're in Fredericksburg, mm-hmm. And they specialize in bully breed dogs.
Yep.
We got a chance to meet them at a couple of different events. There's a ton of dog events around Virginia, as I'm sure there are in most states. And we got to meet them and liked what they were doing for the bully breeds and their promotional things. And they're very bully breed positive rescue.
They absolutely are. And, you know, they work on training the dogs and educating the public, again, that bully breeds aren't bad.
Yeah.
they're just another dog breed. And they do a fabulous job. And they're one of those organizations that's not huge. They rely, as so many do, on volunteers to take these dogs into their homes while they're waiting for their forever homes. So whether it's Bully Paws or your local rescue organization, folks, just think about during this holiday season either volunteering or donating something to these groups. They all desperately need money.
Food and blankets are important, and money's always good.
But. Yeah, absolutely.
Now I've got you saying it.
Oops. Oh, well. All right. Dogs deserve better, man. I think Tammy is so way cool.
Yeah.
And this is, again, because of a local dog event we went to, that we learned about dogs deserve better. And what they deserve better is they deserve not to be chained out back or just kept out back in a doghouse.
Right.
And Tammy is just doing incredible work helping people either find new homes for dogs that they can't care for and they are unwilling to bring into their own homes for whatever reason, and just educating them. And she has a great group of volunteers around the country. Good organization. Again, doing very good work.
This next one is one that you do a lot with. It's Canine Companions for Independence.
Yep, CCI is one of my pet causes. They are a national organization, and they train service dogs. And when these dogs are fully trained, if you apply for one and are accepted, you get a fully trained service dog for free. But the piece that I'm involved with, all over the country, there are groups of puppy raisers, and they're awesome, man. They take pups into their homes when the pups are very young, probably about 8 weeks old, keep them until they're well over a year, and they are in charge of starting these puppies off right to ultimately become service dogs. So they're doing an incredible service to people who need these animals so desperately to make their lives complete or whole or better. So, you know, everybody out there, CCI, we love you guys, and thank you so much, Puppy Raisers, for what you do.
That's a hard job.
It's a huge
I can't imagine doing that.
Yeah, it is absolutely a hard job. Great folks. Richmond SPCA, Terry.
I love Richmond SPCA. They are phenomenal in the way they've set up their facilities as a no-kill facility, as well as the things they offer around the training, classes, and their low-cost spay and neuter clinic.
They're phenomenal. We're so lucky to have them here in Richmond, and I think they're a model for a lot of other like organizations, at least nationwide, if not internationally. They've done pretty darn amazing things, as you said, for the community, to allow people to be able to get their vaccinations at a very low cost for their dogs if they need them. They're trying to keep people's companion animals in their homes,
right,
so they don't have to come through the SPCA and be rehomed.
Right, and they also do, as part of that, they do the program where people can go there and get food for free or little cost.
Absolutely.
So they collect directions.
It's an absolutely day, I swear!
they do collect the donations for the food to give out. So I think that's they got great programs. We
can't
do all kinds
say
of
enough.
Stuff there.
Yeah, we can't say enough about the Richmond SPCA. Good work, guys. And then another national organization, in fact, a couple of them, the Humane Society of the United States, just does phenomenal work. And they have a website that's amazing, that has all kinds of information on it for everyone, anyone who loves animals. And constantly, you know, updating and, you know, what's in the news and how can you help. They're just everywhere. And they're a terrific organization, the HSUS. Great people.
And again, the other national organization is the ASPCA. Good resources for people. And I know there's some groups out there, some individuals, especially in the rescue community, doesn't always agree with what they're doing, but at least they're doing something.
They're doing something, and, you know, none of us do anything we do perfectly, or the way other folks want us to do it. What I love, I believe it's the ASPCA who has that great hotline.
The poison control.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things that they do. If you go to Bark Radio's website, you can get their 800 number, because if your dog or your cat ingests something and you're not sure if it's going to kill them because it might be poison, that's folks to call. So just that. Uh-huh. I love that service.
Again, I think your point is spot on when you say not everybody's doing everything perfect, but at least everybody's trying to do something.
Absolutely. And, that's the important piece of it.
Exactly.
Oh, one of yours, Terry.
Desiree and Karma. These guys are great. So Desiree is a lady trucker out of Texas, and we had her on quite a number of months ago. And she had rescued a dog who was what they referred to as a lot dog. And this was a stray that hung around the trucking lots and just kind of mooched off of people, you know, tried to stay
And nobody
alive.
Could catch him,
nobody
as I recall.
Nobody could catch him, yeah. And Desiree and one of the guards that worked there managed to catch Karma and got her cleaned up. And they got her fixed thanks to help of a lot of donations, because Desiree has her own history. She kind of lost everything and then started over again as a trucker. So she's kind of living in her truck, and it was quite a tale. It was very touching, and I know they're both doing well. I keep following Desiree, and she's very active as an outspoken lady on trucking rights and doing things there. And Karma's always
at her side.
Always at her side. Yeah,
that's a wonderful, just heartwarming story for Thanksgiving. So shout out to Desiree and Karma. We hope you're having a wonderful holiday weekend. And then there's Mike's Doghouse. That's a really neat little place.
It is. They're quite the hoot. There's two folks there, and they have moved about 1,000 dogs through their home in the last 5 years.
Just this couple. And they're retired.
Yeah, they're retired. Well, semi-retired. I think they're still doing a little bit because they have to keep all the dogs going through.
Right.
But they specialize. Well, they have a soft spot for bully breeds. So you see, there's a lot of bullies there.
Mm-hmm.
But they have other dogs that they work with as well. And you know, between Goldie and Mike, they are just on top of this. And their facilities are small but phenomenal for what they've got. They're very clean. They're very well kept. And they're taking some hard case dogs. They do some behavior type work. And I just, you know, I don't know, struck a nerve with me, not a nerve, but a chord with me, and I was just kind of attached to them. I like them.
Well, and, you know, their facility's small, but like so many folks who do things with animals, their hearts are big, and that's the important part.
Yeah, yeah.
So a shout-out to Mike's Doghouse. Oh, man, for the life of me, this is always going to be one of my favorites that you found, I believe, originally.
Through Twitter. Yeah.
Jamie and Caesar, how you doing, guys? Have you been keeping up with them, Terry?
I have. I actually gave Jamie some crap the other day. She said that Caesar's got a nickname called Tinkerbell. And I...
Well, if you all don't know, Caesar's a pit. And he's actually a three-legged pit.
Right. He was a bait dog they found in a field.
Bait dog for dog fighting.
Correct.
In Texas.
And in this particular area specifically, dogs that go to the shelters, if they're pits, they're euthanized immediately.
Right. So Jamie saved his life. She found him in the field. She and her roommate just picked him up and took him home and then got some donations, I think, online to have his veterinary costs paid
right.
They
raised $1,500 towards the surgery and all the care because they did. The one leg was so badly mangled, they had to remove the leg.
So Caesar's an amputee.
Yeah.
But a very happy one.
He's a very happy one. He's funny. I watch. They send a lot of pictures through mm-hmm. Twitter, so I'm always checking up on Caesar, make sure he's doing good.
Well, but he is just adorable. And what struck me, there was a video they did the day they brought him home from having his leg amputated. And that dog was the sweetest thing in the whole wide world. He knew they were trying to help him. They were trying to figure out how to get him out of the back of the car. And he's just laying there going, when you figure it out, you know, I'm with it. And this is a big, mean pit, yeah. Right? He is just a sweet dog.
He lives with a hodgepodge of other dogs. They have quite a few. And all the pictures are them all piled up on the couch usually sleeping. He's kind of a slug, it looks like.
And but he gets to go everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just, he has a wonderful life. So, Jamie, Caesar, we hope y'all are doing well. Happy holidays to y'all. Oh, I'm tired of.
Me too. Oh.
Okay, Terry. That wasn't the segue I was looking for.
Well, I'm tired of is an interesting group. They do a lot of causes, I guess, for lack of a better way to put it. A couple of them are dog specific, but what they do is they manufacture products out of recycled materials. So they make bracelets. Dee and I both have bracelets that are basically out of rubber and recycled metal, and
right.
It says I'm tired of, and it says animal cruelty is one. The other one is BSL, and 50% of the sale price of the item goes towards a charity.
That's fabulous, you know, and they are doing all kinds of things, not just dog stuff, but I think it's wonderful. I don't know who came up with the idea. I think it's just what they're doing is good for everyone.
Yeah.
For one thing, again, it's about raising awareness of whatever specific cause you're interested in wearing a bracelet for. You know, and I'm involved with diabetics. There's one for diabetics on there. It's just some
diabetics,
good folks.
Cancer, mm-hmm. I mean, all kinds of things. And then
yep.
the two for the dog-specific ones, 50%, that 50% goes to Best Friends Organization.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's
excellent.
Pretty cool. It's a neat program, and they're neat folks. We need to get them on the show, though. We interact with them, but we've never interviewed them.
Yikes. I didn't realize that. Okay,
we
have
talk
to do
them
that.
All the time, and
right.
We Twitter with them all the time. We're
okay, we have to get them on the show.
Make a note.
For the beginning of 2010,
I'm tired of. All righty.
Right.
So, Amy Sadler, who we just did an interview with.
And she is someone that I hope we have the opportunity to talk with often. She deals with behavior in dogs, specifically at Longmont.
Longmont, Colorado, the Humane Society there.
She is an incredibly interesting woman, number one. And you first heard her speak out at the Best Friends Conference.
Right, the No More Homeless Pets Conference. She spoke and really resonated with me as far as her methodologies, group playtime,
that
group
good
housing,
stuff going on
yeah.
out there. And she apparently goes out to groups around the country to teach them how to use the same kind of program in their rescue groups
right.
and in their shelters. Right. So yeah, Amy's cool. Yeah,
well, should we give them a little sample of what we think is coming with Amy?
Sure.
So this is a spoiler. So don't listen. if you don't want to know. But we're trying to set up a deal with Amy, so we're going to do two episodes to get into real details on the behavior-based group play stuff. So look
So
for it
stay
in January,
tuned.
yeah, January, February timeframe. We're working out the details.
Woo-hoo!
So
fun stuff.
Spoiler.
Yeah. Oh, local, local, local. Back to Richmond. We are so fortunate here. This is such a doggy community, and Dick Samuels is a big part of that.
He is. He does Family Dog Digest.
He's the publisher.
Publisher of that, and it's a Virginia-wide magazine, but he's at every dog event, I think, that they have in the state.
Right.
And the magazines are phenomenal. They come out, what, four or five times a year?
It's quarterly.
Quarterly.
And they are delivered free to your mailbox. And everything you need to know about what's going on with dogs, certainly in this area, you will find there. In addition to just really good general information, he does specific issues several times a year. The one for summertime is the travel one.
It has all the hotels and pet-friendly beaches and everything in Virginia.
So, yeah, he does an amazing job of getting good information out there. So if you do live in Virginia, Family Dog Digest, you can find them on the internet, and you can subscribe and you get the publication free quarterly.
Well worth it.
It absolutely is. It's a great magazine. Maria. Maria Danes, you guys.
She's a friend that we met through Twitter in the UK. And we haven't interviewed her yet, although we're trying to get that lined up. So we are working on it. She's a musician and an animal rescue activist type person. And we've talked about her before in other episodes. Her music is very bluesy rock, Melissa Etheridge.
70s.
Yeah. Phenomenal voice.
She is so talented.
Really.
And
is.
She writes songs for rescue.
Yeah.
And so much of what she does musically intertwines with animal rescue, and money goes to rescue from some of the sales, I believe, of her
a lot
records.
Of it does. She has a rescue organization in the UK, so
yeah.
I don't know if she it's hers, but she's on like the board,
she's
one
involved,
of the involved
in a
heavily
big way.
On that one. Yeah.
So Maria Danes, again, look her up on the internet, listen to her music, you'll love her. She's
yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah, you can go to YouTube and that stuff. They're all over it. They've been around a while, and they've got a lot of traditional rock music, and they've got the animal specific. They have both. She does a lot of CDs.
Very, very good stuff. And finally, we just want to thank our listeners. We wouldn't be here. We'd just be talking to ourselves if it were not for y'all.
Sometimes we do that anyway.
That's truly true. But we want to express our gratitude to you for tuning in twice a week to Bark Radio.
Following us on Twitter or Facebook.
Yeah. We have a great time and we again, this was just a sampling of the folks that we've met. We love all of you. We appreciate your input, and we so thank you for following us.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.